Life on the ocean wave. Kath?
Very nice, Colin.
Is better than going to... Harry's been teaching me, love.
That was lovely.
Of course, the melodeon was the traditional instrument of the narrowboats, very much an integral part of canal culture. Easy to see why, eh?
But you don't hear it played a great deal now on the canal, do you, Colin?
Ah, well, you see, yet another disappearing art form. And that's why. That is why it's so important, so vital, that we maintain things. Take that, for instance.
Colin?
The way that you are lovingly and painstakingly decorating that Buckby water container. You see, by doing that exquisite piece, those... I can see a lot of thoughts gone into that, Kath.
You said roses would be ideal, Colin.
Roses. Oh, my word, yes. It is quite beautiful. Oh, yes, indeed. You see, executing that decoration, those roses, you, Kath, are a link, a lifeline with the past. Yes, you.
But we both painted the boat, love.
Well, yes, that's true. It's very true. Well, then, you and me, love, we are both... lifelines with the past. Links with all those proud traditions. Oh, didn't she look a picture?
This side with your landscape is wonderful.
Yes.
The mountain range with the castles and the lake and that...
The sailing boat with a man leaning over the side, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, not to mention your decorative rope work on the other side and all our hearts and fruit.
And roses, Colin.
Oh, it's worth all those painstaking hours. Well... weeks, I suppose.
Months, Colin.
And what's it all in aid of, eh?
Well, once you've converted the boat...
completely transformed her.
Well, it was only natural to start painting her.
Natural to us, love. And to the traditional narrow boat men and women. Oh, yes. It was considered very important indeed. Because, Kath,
it gives the boat an identity.
Yeah, absolutely. Through all this extravagant and exquisitely designed and executed artwork, we will achieve individuality. We will be identifiable.
And if we were to give the boat a name, Colin, in nice shaded lettering...
You see, traditional narrowboat painting...
I've been practising shading.
It's one of the very few surviving folk arts in Britain today. It's part of an extensive symbolic vocabulary, you see. Of course, to the layman it may appear merely decorative.
Finishing touches now.
But to the genuine and traditional narrowboatman on the cut... it represents a language which he can readily comprehend.
A language?
Ah, yes, indeed. And that's why the world of the canal became so... so enclosed. The families, the boats became almost... well, watertight. And reserved.
Reserved?
Ah, they let their boats do the talking for them.
And what does our boat say, Colin?
Well, believe me, the traditional narrow boatman would have... well, he'd get the message all right. Oh, yes. And that's why we mustn't rush anything.
Like giving her a name?
There are too many nowadays rushing about on the waterways, their fancy gypsy moths and their Santa Marias. Oh, hey, you know the sort.
We've seen them, Colin.
Yeah, with their transistor radios and their personalised stereos.
And even bikinis, love.
Ignoring the traditions of a bygone age.
They wouldn't catch you lying out on deck in a bikini, eh?
It's not warm enough.
Or traditional enough, eh? Oh, no. Oh, just picture me, Kathleen. A black, shapeless felt hat, brown coat, collar up against the wind, one arm draped over the tiller.
And me, Colin, only half visible through the hatch in the cabin roof.
That's it. Rosy-cheeked, tweed coat, tied headscarf.
Or bonnet, love.
A pipe as if glued to the lips,
A pipe?
Both of us looking suitably... drab.
Drab, Colin?
Intentionally drab. The traditional narrowboat family would go out of their way to appear drab so that they provided a contrast with their beautifully and exquisitely painted craft.
All the same, love. Drab.
I think, then, for you, a suitably not-quite-so-drab bonnet might be called for. On the plain side, though, eh?
And a plain sort of flowery dress.
Mm. And for me?
Mm?
Perhaps a cravat, eh? Oh, nothing too ostentatious. A modest paisley, I think. And a blazer. Oh, dark.
With a badge.
Mm. Oh, not forgetting our Angela, of course. Skipping on and off at every lock.
I think our Angela's just a bit old for skipping, Colin.
Having the time of her life. Oh, yes.
Finished.
That is sheer poetry, Kathleen.
I'll just leave it there to dry.
Oh, by the way, I've written to Barney and Veronica.
Really?
Well, I thought you might appreciate it if we asked Barney and Veronica.
Yes?
Well, to share a few happy hours on the cut with us.
Like the old caravan weekend.
So I've more or less promised a floating weekend with you, me, and our Angela.
When, Colin?
Well, I haven't actually named the day, love. But, well, I said we'd telephone them nearer the time.
I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
I just wonder. All the little things, eh, Kath?
Oh.
The simplicity of a canal bridge, the surge of water at a lock, the functional and yet aesthetic beauty of all the different types, staircases, flights.
Rising before dawn, watching a misty sunrise, shoving off.
Oh, yes, the sights, sounds, scents.
Being able to study the water birds and all the little animals whose world we're sharing.
Humpback bridges, loading basins, tall houses.
Oh.
And as each day ends, love, mooring the boat in the gathering dusk, the stars just pricking out and the trees becoming mere silhouettes.
Mere silhouettes.
And the lights from the towns just signals.
Signals, Colin?
From another world altogether, Kathleen.
Did you put all this in the letter to Barney, Colin?
Well, not in so many words, love, no, but I must admit that I did take the opportunity to put things in some sort of perspective.
Just listen. The mellow unpretentiousness of canal-side buildings. How about that, Veronica?
Barney!
Colin says, we are much indebted to Mr. Chiao Wen Yo.
Really? Why?
For inventing the pound lock on the Grand Canal in China, dear.
What's all this?
Oh, careful, Veronica. It's a sort of pull-out section.
A what?
Well, it's Colin's 12-point plan on water conservation and safety during lock negotiations.
Well, I'd like somewhere to sit, Barney.
There you are, dear. Colin's only trying to paint in the background a little. Have a little read.
The Staffordshire and Worcester, known originally as the Wolverhampton, is one of the oldest canals in the country. Oh.
Well, carry on, then.
And is of particular interest to lovers. Oh, I see.
Lovers of nature, Veronica, I think you'll find if you turn over.
Really? Oh, well.
I think it's very good of him to go to all this trouble.
Oh, it's typical Colin.
Typical of Colin's attention to detail, yes, dear. I mean, you've only got to think back to his caravanning days. Remember, his dedication, commitment. It'd be like a military operation to him. And all the time, so...
So competitive, Barney.
There wasn't a better advert for the Happy Tourist Club. Colin was an absolute model.
Until the day someone turned up with a new model, eh?
And he seemed such a nice young man, that Brian.
He pinched the HTC trophy right from under Colin's nose.
And ran off to Paris with Colin's daughter, Veronica.
So Colin, the dedicated and committed caravaner, Barney, upped and bought a boat.
A new challenge, dear. A narrowboat.
Well, I hope you're going to clear all this rubbish away.
I'll tell you that, dear. And at least he and Kath keep in touch.
I distinctly remember sending the Bentleys a Christmas card. What's more, a traditional Christmas card with a robin on. The one we got from Colin was homemade and had a picture of a man in a wig on the front.
That was the Duke of Bridgewater, the canal duke. It said so inside.
Inside ours, Barney, it wished them a happy Christmas.
Wait a minute.
Now what?
This sounds like an invitation.
What?
Yes. We've been invited to spend an idyllic weekend enjoying peace and tranquility.
Where?
On Colin's boat, of course.
Oh, he's got to be joking, Barney.
Well, I don't think he is, dear. A floating weekend, that's what he says.
When?
Well, he doesn't actually specify.
Good. Because we've got a very hectic schedule with the Happy Tourers, starting with Bracebridge Heath on Saturday.
He says he's going to telephone to finalise arrangements.
Then I'll do the talking, Barney. You know how I feel about boats.
And that we should be prepared.
Prepared?
Well, according to the letter, dear, we're supposed to ensure that at least one of us is handy with the clove hitch.
The what?
The clove hitch. It's a knot. Colin says that in order to be comfortable afloat, we should feel as though we could tie a clove hitch readily under pressure.
So much for peace and tranquility then, Barney.
Particularly useful because it's simple, strong and can be slipped easily off and on. Worth practising, Colin says, prior to embarkation.
Like the hornpipe, I suppose. I mean, there's little point in leaving terra firma, is there, if you can't keep your end up hornpiping for a good hour or so of an evening?
Hornpiping, dear?
Under pressure, naturally.
That's not to say that the waterways don't encourage individual effort and initiative, eh, Kath?
That brasswork has come up a treat, love.
Yes. And, of course, that cabin is all down to you.
Oh.
Like a shrine with a lace-edged plate, bona fide traditional brown pottery, applique flowers, and those crocheted lace curtains, love. Apparently, apparently, boatmen and women would resent those parts of their cabins which were not adorned with something or other.
Oh.
There's not much room for resentment in there, eh?
No.
And it's also timeless.
I could put a clock on the wall next to the bracketed brass oil lamp, Colin.
I mean, a world without time, love. Here, on the cut. The world of the stitchwort and the stickleback. You see, we can do without clocks. Or crowds.
Or queues, Colin.
That's it. Our intimate association with nature. It's not bound by destinations or deadlines.
No.
Because we're going nowhere.
Nowhere.
To voyage on the waterways is not to arrive. That's what they say, isn't it?
Do they, love? But
just imagine, there we are, discovering the secrets of all the leafy curves on the Trent and Mersey, the timeless Trent and Mersey.
Silently penetrating a very different Britain, Colin.
Threading our way through some of the most picturesque yet little visited parts of the countryside.
Watching the scurrying of voles and brown rats, low-flying herons and tawny owls.
Scanning the hedgerows for wild roses and the climbing white bryony. Anticipating the colt's foot.
Counting the orange-red berries on the lords and ladies nestling in the hedge bottoms.
No.
No, lords and ladies, Colin.
Let's come a bit closer home, eh? Just imagine shoving off from right here.
What? Leaving the boatyard, Colin?
And cruising ever so quietly towards the Navigation Inn.
The Navigation Inn?
One of the 218 Navigation Inns on or near the navigable waterways in Britain, Kath. There's more than one every 10 miles.
Really?
Well, our Navigation Inn...
Ours?
...is at Wilberley.
Wilberley? Where's that?
Well, it's slightly less than 2 miles from the boatyard, though I think, to be on the safe side, we should call it a full 2 miles, particularly as part of the voyage involves the negotiation of a tunnel.
A tunnel?
Yeah. Now, if we were to decide to...
To push the boat out.
To head for the navigation.
Yes.
We should need to...
We should have to let everybody know, Colin. Mm-hmm. First our Angela, and then telephone Barney and Veronica.
Yes. But if we did decide to... Then we should need to work out our ETA.
ETA?
Estimated time of arrival, Kath. Standard procedure. And in order to do that, first, We should need to walk the course.
Walk the course?
Like the jockeys do at the Grand National.
Do they, Colin?
Oh, yes, every single one of them. So that they know precisely where they need to be. Precisely, Kathleen, at any particular stage of the race. And it's exactly the same with us. You see, there may well be hazards.
Like what, Colin?
Oh, shallow areas where the less experienced skipper might run aground. A movable bridge to negotiate. A floating armada of household rubbish just waiting to clog up the propeller. So? So tomorrow we'll walk the course.
We can take a picnic.
Well, very much a working picnic in that case, love. There may well be decisions to be made. Difficult decisions. You see, boat races are won and lost on split-second assessments.
Boat races, Colin?
Tomorrow, then. So, what we're doing, Kath, is walking at a realistic cruising speed.
Walking at a realistic cruising speed, yes.
At approximately 3 miles per hour. In practice, that is, realistic.
Mm.
Allowing time for slowing down. No, slow down, love. When, say, passing anglers, moored boats, or approaching blind corners, or narrow bridge holes, etc.
Or to enjoy the natural beauty, Colin.
Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, it's well known that the countryside can only be seen looking its real self when you're walking at a realistic cruising speed.
Or actually cruising.
And that, Kath, is where my formula comes into its own.
A formula?
Yes. Hey, look at the bank erosion here by the bridge.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Yeah, well, my formula will permit us to work out how long it will take to travel along any given length of canal. Roughly, anyway.
But, Colin, on the waterways,
yeah.
If time stands still...
Yes, indeed, love. For the stitchwort and the stickleback, of course. But it wouldn't look very good if we were late, would it?
No.
So, why not sit here on the bridge? There we go.
We haven't done this since before we were married.
Now, let me explain. I can write on here with this, I think. 3 mph equals...
The realistic cruising speed, Colin.
Good. But this doesn't take into account the length of time taken to work through a typical pound lock.
Oh.
So let's say on average that's about 10 minutes.
Yes.
10 minutes, given that there are bound to be variables, for instance, whether the lock is full or empty.
Wide or narrow.
Deep or shallow.
The number and size of paddles.
And, of course, a heck of a lot depends on the competence of the crew.
Yes.
You see, Kath, the beauty of the formula is that it's also logical. It's flawless, fundamentally sound. You know, it's precisely the sort of thing that our Angela would appreciate. It's right up her street.
She being a philosopher, you mean, Colin?
A teacher of philosophy, even. Oh, yes. I reckon she could probably put it to good use in one of her evening classes.
Do you think so, love?
Well, they could have a bash for nothing, couldn't they?
Brian, you sleep?
Hmm?
Aren't you working today?
Oh, what day is it, Angie?
Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, I don't go in till this afternoon.
Oh, how come you're awake?
I've been thinking about this week's assault on logic.
Oh, shame.
You can help if you like.
I wouldn't mind getting to grips with something.
Oh. Not exactly what I had in mind, Brian.
No?
Mm. I've got lessons to organise.
Oh, right you are, Miss Bentley. Mm. So, how long have the students been coming now?
5 weeks so far.
And have you done the meaning of life yet?
I can't tell them that, Brian.
Why not? They've as much right to know as anybody else. What's more, they'll be wanting their money back.
They won't, will they?
They might. Anyway, it's becoming common knowledge in the Black Bull. I'll tell you what, the domino lot are getting pretty steamed up at the moment.
Mm.
Heavily into Pavlov.
Stress? Behaviourism, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Mm. They've discovered that if they press the bell on the tap room wall, then Muggins here will fetch their beer for them. It's a sort of conditioned reflex, Angie.
But what can possibly trigger it?
Thirst.
What would they do without you, Brian?
Oh, well, we might just find out soon enough. I've got the next weekend off.
The whole weekend?
All of it.
Oh. What shall we do?
Well, I've got lots of ideas, eh?
Shall I turn the light off?
What?
There.
Angie?
Yes?
Turn it on again.
Only if you'll take all your clothes off and tell me about your childhood.
What? I haven't got any clothes on.
Well, that's all right, then.
Oh, God, that's better.
You know what, Brian Walker? I think you're frightened.
I thought we might go away.
Ah. Actually, I was thinking of going home this weekend.
Home?
I haven't seen Mum and Dad for absolutely ages.
But it's my first weekend off for months. Oh, Angie.
I suppose I could give them a ring instead.
Do they? Hey, we could go to Paris again.
Paris?
Remember?
Do I?
Mind you, your father wasn't best pleased last time.
It was losing the Tourers Club trophy that shocked my dad.
Don't you believe it? He dotes on you. Hey, I've got it.
Now what?
Next week's lessons.
I thought human lock, maybe?
Oh, bugger them. This is important.
Go on.
Put to the class the quintessential question. Is there life after the HTC?
Ho, ho. Life after the Happy Tourist Club.
And if so, then where?
No good. It's too easy.
Easy? Well, out with it then, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so where?
Well, I'd guess somewhere on the Staffordshire and Worcester Canal wouldn't be a million miles away, Brian.
A very interesting phenomenon is the Lock Mile. The sort of thing that people might even consider putting their name to.
What do you mean, Colin?
I mean, Kathleen, the Bentley Lock Mile.
Oh, yes.
I say, eh? You see, my formula could have considerable scientific potential.
So how long will our voyage take, love?
Approximately 1 hour, Kath.
An hour?
Oh, it works every time.
Fantastic.
Well, roughly fantastic, love. I mean, I shouldn't want to put us under any unnecessary pressure.
Picnic's ready.
Ah, that's my girl.
There you are.
Now that, Kathleen, is simplicity itself.
I just thought cheese, pickle and crusty bread would make a nice change.
Yeah. Now, all we need now is a boat.
A boat?
A boat, Kath, to come cruising along, and preferably from upstream. Eh?
Because the lock's full.
That's it. Full, and therefore ready for any craft to lock down. Locking down, love, a relatively straightforward exercise, eh?
Open top gate.
Drive boat in.
Close top gate.
Check top paddles are closed. Open bottom paddles to empty lock.
Keeping boat near bottom of lock.
Oh, Colin. Good point, Kath. Open bottom gates.
Drive boat out.
Close
and
bottom gates and paddles.
Oh.
Oh, now there's a team for you. Off you go again.
Remembering not to leave windlass behind. You'd be surprised how many people do that, Colin.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, Kath. But at the same time, you can see why my 12-point plan on water conservation is, well, why, it's got 12 points, as opposed to, say, 3 or 4.
There's something coming, Colin.
What? Ah, so there is. Oh, finish your sandwich as quick as you can, Kath. Oh, look casual. No, nonchalant.
Like this?
Fine. Now, bottle out of sight, love. Shouldn't want anyone to get the wrong idea.
It's old Harry from the boatyard.
Oh, so it is. Well, that's all right, then.
He's seen us.
Oh, yes, you are right, love. It is white cow parsley. You can tell by the fern-like leaves.
Colin?
Hi there.
And the yellow, that's the lesser celandine, if I'm not mistaken.
Colin!
Oh, hello, Harry. Right.
Cooey, Harry.
Hello, Kath, my love.
Been far, Harry?
Up and down a bit, Colin, that's all. It's not the same, not when you've been used to a working butty all your life.
Oh, you can't beat the traditional butties, can you, eh?
Would you like a sandwich, Harry?
Not butty as in cheese and pickle, Kath, oh, Harry. Butty as in a pair of narrow boats working together on the cut. Harry?
Don't mind if I do.
What?
And a glass of ginger wine, homemade.
Thank you very much. A picnic by the lock, eh, Colin?
Well, that's what we thought, Harry.
Keeping busy?
Oh, you know me.
Are you still practising the squeeze box?
Every spare minute, Harry.
Oh, but we can have another couple of sessions if you want this week, you know.
Well, suits me, Harry. Now, how about you having a breather while you tackle your bread and cheese.
Well, if you don't mind crewing me through here, Colin.
The very least I can do. Windlass?
All yours.
And there you are, Harry. There's more pickle if you want.
Starting to open top gates, Kathleen.
Good luck. Colin thought it would be nice to picnic here, Harry.
My lucky day, Kath. This is very nice.
Driver in now.
Oh, well done, Colin.
Hop aboard then, Kath.
Really?
Give us your hand. There's the tiller.
Me?
Why not? Just open the throttle a bit and... go on then. It's on the left.
Oh. Colin!
champion. I've always said you'd be a dab hand, Kathleen Bentley. A natural.
Closing top gates now, Harry.
Kath's in charge. Here now, Colin.
What?
So, when are you and Colin planning to take to the water yourselves?
Oh, I think you'd better ask Colin that, Harry.
Keep to the bottom of the lock. Bottom.
We are.
But what do you say, Kath?
Well, I've finished painting all the water buckets now, but Colin's not one to rush things.
Won't be long.
You know, he'd make a bloody good lock keeper, Kath.
This is the life, though, Harry, eh?
I mean, you'll have had the boat a wee while now, eh?
Steady as you go.
Exactly a year next Saturday. That's when we bought it. And we put her straight in the yard.
Nearly there.
A year next Saturday? Have you thought about a celebration, Kathleen?
A sort of first birthday party?
Well, I was thinking more of getting her in the water, love. What do you think?
I think Colin wants to master the melodeon first, Harry.
Aye, I do see.
God, I wish I'd have put a clock on this, Kath.
A clock, Colin?
Right, drive her out now, Harry.
Off you go then, Kath. That's it. There's no doubt, my love. You'd make a very fair team, you two. Given the opportunity, of course.
Well, when Colin thinks it's time, Harry, then we'll be shoving off.
Closing bottom gates, you two.
Will you have a lift back to the yard, Kathleen?
I'll ask Colin.
And for reasons of safety and water conservation, you two, you will note that I have closed the bottom paddles. One windlass, Harry.
That looked pretty smart work to me, Colin.
Very smooth, though, I thought so myself.
Harry wants to know if we want a lift.
No, thanks, Harry. I think we'd better finish what we originally set out to do.
We've been walking the course.
Walking the course, yeah.
Like jockeys.
God, that's some terrible bank erosion down by the bridge.
Terrible?
Well, they can't blame that on you, Colin.
Oh, too right, Harry.
Well, that's it then. All visitors ashore. You're a lucky man, Colin Bentley. Now remember what I said, Kath.
Catch me, Colin.
Gotcha. Thanks, Harry.
That was lovely. Bye.
See you.
Oh, look at that poetry, love. Boatmanship of the highest order. Makes it appear almost an art form, eh? Beautiful.
Colin?
Of course, the art is to keep a close eye on your wash. That's easily the best indication of potential turbulence. The kind, Kath, that might cause bank aggravation.
Love, when are we going to keep a close eye on our wash?
Ours?
Harry said that you and me would make a pretty good team.
When?
When I was at the tiller and you were crewing.
Did he really say that, love?
Yes.
Oh, you know, that's praise indeed coming from old Harry. A man who spent his whole life working the narrow boats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cracking team, eh?
And he wondered whether we felt ready.
Did he?
With it being the boat's birthday on Saturday.
Ready, eh?
We could celebrate if you want.
By meandering along a ribbon of watery twists and curves, Kath.
If you like.
Insinuating together through the glorious English countryside.
Together?
All right.
All right.
So we shall.
Colin.
On Saturday.
Really, Colin?
We'll shove off and head for the navigation inn.
Our navigation.
You see, I thought, love, I thought we negotiated that lot with authority.
I'll tell our Angela as soon as she rings.
Well, of course. You know, I very much doubt whether the whole process from start to finish...
And I'll ring Veronica,
took
too.
...took more than 6 minutes at the outside. Hey, ring who?
Veronica. I've got Barney, Colin. Veronica's in the bath.
Yeah, let me talk to him. Barney?
Hello, Colin. We got your letter. I haven't quite finish reading it.
I just thought, Barney, you ought to be put in the picture.
And a very exciting picture you painted of Staffordshire and Worcester Canal, Colin.
Well, when you've thrown yourself into something quite as much as Kath and I have...
Thrown yourself in, Colin?
I'm talking, Barney, about commitment.
Of course.
Boatmen, you see. Boatmen are born, not made.
And women, Colin.
And boat women too, of course.
I'm sure that's true, Colin.
And to some people, well, water is an inevitability.
Veronica's in the bath, Colin, even as we speak.
Yes. You see, the attraction, Barney, is immediate. It's the freedom. The freedom to enjoy the countryside and the open air.
Traversing the pleasant woodland, admiring the Oxford Ragworth.
Shh, Kath. The freedom from the pressures of overcrowded roads, beaches, and believe it or not, Barney, from the pressures of the crowded caravan site.
Things haven't been the same, Colin. Not since you and Kath left the HTC.
Well, nowadays, you see, Barney, Kath and I, well, we're paddling our own canoe.
A canoe?
Not literally. Look, anyway, Barney, next weekend, Kath and I thought we might arrange a sort of floating weekend with family, our Angela, of course, and with friends.
Next weekend? Well, actually...
And it just happens to be the first birthday of our boat, Barney. And well, we thought...
A party, Colin?
Well, a sort of celebratory cruise, if you like. That's what we had in mind.
Celebratory cruise, Colin?
Well, thank you very much, Colin. It sounds a wonderful idea.
Oh, of course, it will represent the climax, the culmination of months of careful preparation and planning, Barney.
I shall have to check with Veronica.
Well, you do that, Barney.
Just as soon as she surfaces.
And we'll be in touch tomorrow, then. Complete with meeting point and ETA.
ETA, Colin?
E for estimated, Barney. T for time.
And A for arrival, eh, Colin?
Veronica.
Go to sleep, Barney.
But I think we ought to talk.
There is nothing more to be said.
Well, have it your own way, dear.
Barney Webster, if anyone is having it his own way, then...
But we could go to Bracebridge Heath any time.
We go to Bracebridge Heath when everyone else goes there. Otherwise, what's the point?
But the Happy Tours are sure to go there again next year.
And I've no doubt that so shall we. Good night, Barney.
Oh, it hardly seems worth driving over on Saturday morning just to wish him luck, Veronica.
You said it, Barney. Now, if you don't mind...
Colin will be ever so disappointed. You see, I'm more or less accepted...
The very thought of some crackpot canal trip!
I think he was rather hoping we might crew for him.
Crew?
But according to Colin, wives, children and, well... Friends were traditionally seen as a form of cheap labour.
Were they, Barney?
It's all part of the fun.
Well, this friend of theirs isn't going to be seen dead crewing for anybody.
I was rather looking forward to it. You see...
Barney, what are you doing with your pyjama trousers?
I was just using the cord to practice, dear.
Practice?
You see, I'd really like to be able to do it in the dark.
Do what?
Tie the clove hitch. It's really quite straightforward. You simply take one end and you make a loop and then keep it all. I mean, very careful.
Perseverance, Kath. Perseverance. Oh, it's typical. You see, the Royal Navy's clapped its hands on all the best.
Colin?
Dreadnought, Conqueror, Invincible, Ulysses. You awake?
Oh, I was dreaming, love.
Dreaming?
Ah, there I was, drifting peacefully through a remote countryside, bordered all along by meadows and fields, pretty flowers and bird-laden rushes.
Oh, very nice, love.
Large as life. One hand on the tiller, smiling confidently in a gentle winding course. Oh, it was lovely.
A rare sanctuary from all the noise and confusion, eh? whose boat did you say it was, in the dream?
My boat, of course.
Ah.
I could tell with all the detail, the decoration, the colour, the roses on the water containers.
And the shaded lettering?
There wasn't any shaded lettering, Colin.
I've been giving the shaded lettering a lot of thought tonight.
Can't you sleep, love?
You see, some traditional narrow boats would be named after their owner.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Some number ones, that's what they call people like me who own their own boat. Well, some would adopt their own name for the craft. Or the owner and his wife, of course.
Like Kathleen and Colin?
Or indeed, Colin and Kathleen, love.
And what do you think?
I think I'd prefer something a bit more subtle, more profound. A name that actually says something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Kath, that if you took all the letters in our two names, first names, that is...
Colin and Kathleen.
That's it. Well, a combination of all the letters would produce the sentence, lean in the lock.
Lean in the lock.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
And is that what you've been thinking, love?
Well, I just thought that a combination of the letters of our... combined names, that is.
An anagram, Colin?
Yes. Yeah, yes, yes, indeed. Well, it might be a sort of subtle personal touch. And perhaps at the same time, maybe even make some form of statement.
Like lean in the lock?
You see, Kath, with our floating weekend coming up...
It's time to get cracking with the shaded lettering.
You've got it, you've got it. Though I have to say, I don't think lean in the lock quite fits the bill.
It's not very good advice, is it, Colin?
No, no. Of course, our Angela would know straight away.
I'm sure she would.
It's not the same without Angela, is it, love?
But won't it be smashing to see her again?
Oh, not half. You know, I bet she points to something in Latin, or even Greek.
We can ask her when she rings up, can't we?
Something like, in loco parentis... ad nauseam, or curriculum vitae. Oh, she knows them all. Latin, Greek, you name it, Kat.
Mum, did you say this weekend?
Isn't it exciting?
It's incredible.
Yes.
And how is Dad? Excited?
Oh, very, Angela, and very determined. Of course, he would have liked to invite you himself, but he's down at the boatyard. He's got a melodeon lesson this afternoon.
A melodeon lesson?
And he wanted to have a chat with you about a name.
A name?
For the boat. He was very hopeful that you'll come up with something, love, but of course there's plenty of time before Saturday.
And is he definitely going to do it, Mum?
What's that?
Leave the boatyard on Saturday.
Definitely. He wants us to be at the Navigation Inn on the stroke of 12. That's our estimated time of arrival. ETA for short.
So it's true what they say about still waters after all.
Still waters, love?
Well, you know, about still waters running deep.
I suppose it must be. I'll tell that to your dad. He'll like that. You will come, won't you?
Well, it's a bit...
It just wouldn't be the same for him without you being there.
Of course I'll come.
I knew you would. He misses you a lot, you know.
And I miss him.
And he's ever so proud of you, too.
And I'm proud of him, too.
We all will be on Saturday, won't we?
Of course.
Now, I think it would be best if you came the day before, on Friday. You can have your old room. Your dad would like that.
Mum, Brian's got the weekend off.
Brian has?
It's his first real break for ages. Mum?
Well, then, couldn't have worked out better for us, could it?
No?
Of course it couldn't. After all, it is a celebration, Angela. And the more there are here to, well, get stuck in...
Really?
And it'll be lovely to see Brian again.
But what about Dad?
What about him?
You mean you've told him that Brian and I are still together?
Oh, yes. Yes, he knows all about that.
Living together, Mum?
Well, he knows that you're together a lot.
Mum.
Now, Angela, you know how I mustn't rush anything, not with your father. And believe me, he's trying ever so hard to get used to the fact that his little girl who went away to university...
Isn't little anymore.
And he's ever so excited about seeing you again. So, you just make sure that you bring your Brian along with you. And when he sees how happy you both are...
And we are, Mum.
He's not a fool, you know.
He's a lovely dad.
Yes, he is. Oh, and Angela, just wait until you hear him play the melodeon. You'll get the shock of your life.
Keep it going, Colin. Keep it going. Build it. Build it. Squeeze.
I should like to be able to manage this one for Saturday. It's our Angela's favourite, Harry.
So, Saturday's the big day, then?
Yep, Saturday morning.
And how does Kathleen feel about it, eh?
Oh, she's thrilled to bits.
Took her a bit by surprise, I'll bet, Colin.
Maybe you're right there, Harry. I mean, well, it was a bit of a bombshell. Anyway, she's like a debutante. That's it, a debutante, heading for her first ball.
She'd have been a very fair debutante, would your Kath, Colin?
I suppose, in a way, I suppose I'll be a bit like a debutante myself, Harry, eh?
Oh, aye.
Well, making my debut, well, both of us, Kath and me, our maiden voyage, the first cut and all that.
Still, it's not as though you'll be going solo, eh?
Oh, no. I mean, there'll be our Angela, too.
Is that a fact?
Oh, quite a girl, Harry. Oh, and a couple of old caravanning friends are coming along.
Oh, so plenty of help on hand.
Oh, yeah. Of course, it is very much a working passage, Harry. Even for philosophers. Won't be much room for NACM, eh?
NACM, ma'am.
Non-active crew members. Oh, you know the sort, Harry. Dead legs. Those who, for one reason or another, are unable to make a significant contribution to the handling of the boat.
You mean passengers, Colin?
I mean working locks or movable bridges, shoving off or tying up. All that's involved in a sensible piece of mooring.
And steering, Skipper?
Yeah, aye. Not always as easy as it seems, steering, eh? I wondered, Harry, whether hands on the tiller might be best restricted to those of the number one.
Kath did very well the other day, Colin.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, it's not as though there isn't enough to keep the rest of the crew occupied, eh? I mean, even before shoving off, like checking the propellers free from weeds, lubricating parts of the engine, gearbox and starting motor.
Pumping out the bilges.
Every day, Harry, every day. That's most important. And sewage disposal. Yes. And there's nothing wrong with polishing the brass around the traditional chimney if someone's got a spare few minutes.
Or blacking the coal range.
In the traditional boatman's cabin, of course. I hadn't thought of that.
And have you thought of when you might be dropping her in the water yet, Colin?
In the water?
Aye.
Well, not exactly, Addy, no. You see, I think it's important that we give her a name first. And to be honest, I'm waiting to hear from Angela. Kath's actually having a word with her.
For Madam.
Thank you, Brian. What is it, House White?
Actually, Angie, it's on the House White. Do you get through all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how are they?
I spoke to Mum.
And?
She's fine, Brian.
Good.
Of course. She'd be even finer if we spend the weekend with her and Dad.
What?
On the narrowboat.
You don't mean your Dad's finally gone and done it?
No, but he's about to finally go and do it. On Saturday.
I don't believe it! And he's invited me?
Not exactly.
Angie?
Mum has.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a grand reconciliation.
Oh, floating bloody summit, more like.
Brian, I've said we'd go.
You see, it's not quite as straightforward as that, Colin.
Oh, spit it out, Barney.
Well, I don't really know where to start.
You could start by saying whether you're coming or not.
Well, yes and no.
What?
Well, yes, we'll be at the pub at 12 o'clock.
Oh, there we are then, Barney. Midday, the Navigation Inn, the one at Wilberley. You see, there's plenty knocking about near the waterways. Traditionally, they call them...
But, Colin...
What?
But we won't be able to actually participate in the celebratory cruise.
What?
You see, you didn't really give us enough notice.
Ah. You mean you don't feel you've had sufficient time to prepare, eh?
Well,
Let me put your mind at rest, Barney. You see, I'll have everything nice and shipshape for Saturday, and once we're underway, all you and Veronica need to do as members of the crew is to take orders. It's all about leadership, direction. So, all hands to the pumps.
What's going on, Barney?
Good heaving away together.
Colin's talking about us taking orders.
So, do you feel better about it now?
Taking orders?
And heaving away together.
Barney?
I think you better give that to me. Now.
Are you still there?
It's Veronica, Colin.
Oh, right you are. are, Veronica. Now, listen to me.
No, Colin, you listen to me.
Now, steady on, dear.
I don't know what you've been filling Barney's head with, Colin, but let's get one thing straight, can we? He and I have got a very important weekend with the HTC coming up, and I shouldn't have to explain to you, Colin Bentley, the importance of the contribution of senior members.
Oh, yes, well,
And, of course, with Barney now being sole charge of site evaluation and survey, of course, he's far too modest to have mentioned either that or the regular column he has with Caravan as well.
Yes, it is.
And then there's the perpetual demand for his charcoal-fueled barbecue demos.
Well, I've seen one.
He's probably got one planned for later Saturday evening.
No, I haven't, Veronica.
Yes, he's nodding. They're very popular.
Well, I dare say.
However, we are hoping to be able to drive across from Braesbridge Heath on the morning, all being well.
Well?
It's just that you hear so many horror stories nowadays, don't you?
Do you?
Personally, I think it all started to go wrong with the Titanic.
Hey?
I mean, they swore that was unsinkable, didn't they?
The Titanic?
Well, and every other day in the newspapers, it's staring you in the face.
Yeah, what is, Veronica?
Well, if it isn't another typhoon, it's the Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda?
Veronica,
I mean, why do you think they're bothering with the Channel Tunnel, Colin? Anyway, I'm putting Barney back on.
Colin?
Well, see you Saturday then, I suppose, Barney.
We'll certainly be doing our best, Colin.
Well, at least they're coming to see us off, Colin. And Angela's definitely coming on Friday evening.
Back in her old room, eh, love?
Yes. You're going very red, Colin. I should have a rest now, love.
The buoyancy aids have got to be tested.
But don't blow that one up any more, Colin.
All I'm doing is following the instructions of the BWB handbook, love. You see, Veronica, well, she might have been a bit on the hysterical side, but...
Was she, Colin?
But she did make some valid points.
But be careful.
If you ask me, the section on health and safety is compulsive reading.
Colin... But why don't you come and have a look at the shaded lettering? This side's finished.
Ah, well,
What do you think?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
It's perfection, love. It's got style, class, subtlety. Oh, yes, it's subtle, but... Yeah, at the same time, it's suggestive.
Suggestive?
Well, expressive. That's what it is. And it's in shaded lettering.
Yes.
Oh, naturally, the names on traditional narrowboats were always hand-painted in shaded lettering. Just like that. Still Waters.
Mm.
Trust our Angela to come up with that, eh?
It's a lovely name.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's good, all right. Because it says so much... Those two little words, without pretension, say it all. Still. I mean, it hits exactly the right notes, don't you think? What does it suggest to you, eh, Kat? Still. What is it saying?
Well, not moving, I suppose, Colin.
Yes, possibly, love. Quite possibly, but to me, it goes deeper than that. It's saying history. And permanence.
Is it?
Definitely. Now, take the sentence, the pyramids are still there.
Pyramids?
It has that confidence. Wouldn't you say still? Sort of then or now or the future as before. Yeah, that's it.
And Waters, Colin?
Naturally. Depth, gravity, reliance, all those timeless qualities. Oh, you ask any old philosopher.
I think I'll do the other side tomorrow.
Right. Next for shaving.
Colin, you're not going to do any more.
It's vital to have a spare buoyancy aid, love, just in case.
Just in case?
In case... Well, in case we meet a passing fisherman, say, in difficulties.
Or if Angela were to bring a friend with her, Colin.
On one wet Sunday earlier this year, Kath, a wet Sunday, they counted 27,000 fishing on the BWB canals alone.
Angela's not coming alone, love.
What?
She's bringing Brian.
Brian? Brian Walker?
It's just that Dad's never come to terms with me leaving home or...
Or the boat leaving the boatyard. No, sorry.
I was going to say, or me being with you.
I get it.
I think he seriously expected me back after university.
Hmm.
Anyway, Brian, Saturday should do the trick, eh?
It'll be like killing two birds with one stone, won't it?
I hope so.
I wonder what's making him finally do it.
Maybe he's just ready.
Angie?
Are you?
I'm always ready.
Oh, for Saturday, Brian.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Honestly?
Honest. It's time we had a little chat, me and your dad.
Man to man.
Cards on the table. Mm. I won't be pulling any punches, Angie.
Punches, Brian?
Oh, well, maybe not. So, how would a philosopher attack it?
Easy. By outthinking the opposition.
Of course. Destroying their arguments point by point.
Thus rendering them meaningless.
The power of logic, eh?
You can do it, Brian.
Of course I can. Where would you start, Angie, if you were me?
Simple. Start by accepting that he is my father.
Oh, I can't really argue with that, can I?
And that he likes me very much.
Don't we all?
And that he hasn't taken kindly to competition.
Me?
Well, not necessarily.
You mean it's not me as opposed to not as such?
Don't be daft. He'd be exactly the same with anybody, Brian. Can't you see? He's just jealous.
And of course it will mean an extra pair of hands, won't it, Colin?
Now listen carefully, Kathleen.
Boop!
Well?
Colin?
I'll do it again.
Boop!
Ah. You're altering course to starboard.
Ah, that's better. Now.
Boop, boop, boop.
You're going to reverse.
Well, technically, my engine is going astern, but yes, I suppose I can accept reversing. Right.
Boop, 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 boop.
You're about to manoeuvre.
Boop, boop.
To port.
Ah, well done, love.
Boop.
Is something the matter, Colin?
Boop.
Colin's approaching a bend or bridge hole, Harry.
Aye? Or tunnel. The negotiation of a tunnel can have a crucial bearing on the eventual success or failure of an expedition.
Well, at least you won't be legging it through, will you, Colin?
Oh, not likely, Harry.
Legging it?
That means lying on your back, propelling the boat through by pushing with your legs against the side of the tunnel cap. However long.
I've only got very short legs, love.
They'll do for me, Cal.
Harry.
Now, there's a thing.
Yes, love?
I've forgotten all about that.
Forgotten?
And to make a note of the length of the tunnel.
I can give you a fair idea, Colin.
No, thank you, Harry, but you know me. I wouldn't be happy if I didn't have the precise yardage. Tunnels can be a major hazard for the uninitiated, the voyager who hasn't taken the trouble to do his homework.
How long will you be, love?
As long as it takes, that's all.
And the melodeon lesson.
Warm it up for me, will you?
He shouldn't be too long.
Very smart, that cat, that lettering.
Thank you.
And a very canny name. Stillwaters.
Do you like it? It was our Angela, of course, who pointed us in the right direction.
It's still on then, for Saturday.
There's no stopping Colin now, Harry.
It'll be a shame to lose you, Kathleen.
Oh, get away.
I've seen a few come and go in my time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I haven't seen so many stay quite so long.
Well, now everything's ready, Harry.
And Colin?
He's champing at the bit.
Though, I mean, it's perfectly natural to feel a wee bit... Just a wee bit apprehensive.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Harry.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. You don't think Colin might lose his bottle?
What bottle would that be?
I've seen it happen, Kath Bentley. Grown men reduced to blubbering like babies.
Well, that doesn't sound like Colin to me, Harry.
Aye, well, anyway, if you need a hand to get the boat in the water, I can fix a few of the lads. See Friday. That's if you don't mind my sticking my oar in.
That's a very nice thought, Harry. I'll have a word with Colin about it. We haven't actually got round to talking about the launch yet.
You certainly needed it that game, eh? Patience. I never rush things myself.
This your patch, is it? Oh, I suppose weekends are popular, eh? Saturdays, hmm? Actually, I've just been having a little look at the tunnel along the way. All 496 yards of it.
And you know, what's more, they built that tunnel, these waterways, with equipment no more elaborate than you and me might use in our gardens. Hey? Hey?
Oh, imagine it, eh? Imagine it. Whole armies of navigators moving through the countryside, solving engineering problems by manpower alone, and living off the land. No picnic, that. And many died for their troubles. Tunnels claim many victims. It's enough to make you feel humble.
It's enough, all right.
Sorry?
You're frightening the bloody fish. Push off.
Eh?
Did he really say that, Colin?
Well, he's probably just disappointed with his catch.
Hmm.
I very nearly suggested that he use black magic.
Black magic?
It's a very popular ground bait, Kath. It's a mixture of garden peat and breadcrumbs.
Well, I think he was very rude.
Untypical, I'd say, though, Kathleen. Of course, there may well be more like him about on Saturday.
Not like him, Colin, surely.
No. I mean more of the angling fraternity, Kath. Not that I consider them much of a hazard, love. Anglers were traditionally regarded as being colourful characters on the periphery of the waterways.
On the periphery?
Well, they would be, wouldn't they? Of course, we'll be centre stage on Saturday.
Yes. Colin?
Hmm?
Do you think we're ready to put the boat in the water now? Now that she's got a name?
In the water.
Harry said that he could organise a few friends to lend a hand on Friday.
Did he?
If you like.
OK with me. Friday, Kath. In fact, that sounds just about right.
Right.
Time enough for me to get the speech angle organised.
Speech?
Oh, I think it's more or less expected, Kath, and especially if there are going to be... quite a few here.
I'm sure you'll think of something, Colin.
And then there's the purchase of the log.
The log?
Oh, the book in which details of any voyage are recorded. A vital minute of events and observations. We couldn't go anywhere without one.
No,
it's unthinkable. I mean, just imagine all those intrepid seafarers of old, shoving off, voyaging, doing all that discovering, and then, well, trying to keep it all in their heads.
Mm.
Christopher Columbus, Ferdinand Magellan, Marco Polo.
So shall I tell Harry we're on for Friday, love?
Fine by me. Henry the Navigator, Vasco da Gama, Amerigo Vespucci, and the likes of Pedro Cabral. And what, friends, what do they all have in common, these great figures, these legends of the seas?
They're all dead!
They are all linked by a common purpose, a charge, a compulsion. They did what came naturally to them. Great adventurers all.
Right.
And yet, for each of these great orienteers of the oceans, there had to be a first, a maiden voyage. A voyage that Kathleen and I will shortly be undertaking.
Tomorrow, actually.
Thank you, Kath. Who was it that said, "They who do business in great waters"?
Who was it, Colin?
What? Suffice it to say that the Staffordshire and Worcester Canal can stand proudly alongside the greats. It has that same spirit. Indeed, it will be a privilege tomorrow for Kathleen, myself and Angela...
And Brian, Colin.
...to do business with such an historic and illustrious stretch of water. See, even the ducks are restless today.
What a surprise.
I believe that the ducks can actually sense the mood.
I think they're a bit peckish, Harry.
The sense of imminent departure.
Well, I'm off in a minute.
The natural spreading of wings. This is not the end.
I didn't think so somehow.
It is not even the beginning of the end.
Bloody hell.
You're joking.
But it is perhaps the end of the beginning. You see, tomorrow, friends,
Cap and I, in Stillwaters here, will be taking our first look at a world of breathtaking beauty and endless fascination.
Turning a key.
Turning a key to a way of life almost unchanged since the 18th century. Unchanged and breathtakingly noble.
Do something, Harry.
I'll just organise the champagne, girl.
Where the buds are breaking out on the elms, and overhead the rooks are cheerfully sorting themselves out into pairs.
This should do the trick.
Where the predominant mood is one of peace and tranquility.
Sorry, Colin.
What? Colin, the name!
Three cheers, everyone, for Colin Stillwaters. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Shall we go on board, Colin?
In a minute. In a minute, Halo. You see, we mustn't feel crowded or rushed.
No.
The waterways do greet you as a friend and companion, don't they?
A friend and companion, love. You soon find your legs.
Yes.
They say it's only when you actually get on the water that you begin to notice all the things you've taken for granted for so long.
Yeah, and, of course, all the things that you leave behind, eh?
It was a lovely speech, Colin.
Yeah, no, I hadn't quite finished either.
The natural spreading of wings.
Oh, that was the ducks.
It made me think of our Angela.
The rooks, more like.
Why, love?
Sorting themselves out into pairs.
And it's lovely. To see the pair of you.
And it's good to be back, of course, Mum.
Nice to see you again, Mrs. Bentley.
And you, Brian. Your room's ready for you, Angela. Your father was going to decorate it ages ago. He even bought the wallpaper.
Noddy again.
But, of course, when the boat came along, well, everything went by the board. Anyway, we've put some of your old posters up.
To make me feel at home, Mum.
Yes. And you've got the settee, Brian.
Thanks, Mrs. Bentley.
Where is Dad?
I left him down at the boatyard. We actually got her on the water today. Your dad made a lovely speech, and now he's trying to find his legs.
Where is it, Mrs. Bentley? The boatyard.
Oh, it's only 5 minutes away, Brian. You must have a walk down just when you want to.
I think I will.
Well, at least have a cup of tea first, Brian. I mean, there's a lot to catch up on. Are you still behind a bar?
That's me. Still resident philosopher at the Bull.
Well, I'm sure it's appreciated.
Brian's applied for the university, Mum, for September.
Oh, really, Brian?
Same course as Angie, actually, Mrs. Bentley.
He'll walk it. He knows far more than I do. I
taught her everything she knows.
Your father will be thrilled to hear that, Angela. I mean, the idea of having two philosophers in the...
I think you'd better put the kettle on, Mum.
Oh, right.
Right.
Are you going down to see Dad?
Any minute.
Want me to come?
You stay with your mum and do some catching up.
I think you're ever so brave, Brian.
It'll be a meeting of minds, Angie.
Of course it will.
Like when Plato was teaching in the Lyceum and in walked Aristotle.
I can just picture him with his satchel and his sandwiches.
Who?
Aristotle. Good luck.
Coming on nicely now, Colin.
Oh, do you think so?
Then you seem to be getting a bit of your collar back. It'll be right as rain in the morning.
Are you going to be around in the morning, Harry?
As a matter of fact, no, I'll not. You see, I know what these first voyages can be like. Tomorrow's about self-discovery, Colin. And often enough, you're best to be left on your own.
Oh, do you think so, Harry?
I do. I'm away now, so I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
And I'll see you at the pub. Bang on 12, eh? Don't be late.
Tomorrow, Harry, then.
There's a lady to see you here, Colin. Straight through there, son.
Thanks. Hello, Mr. Bentley.
It's you.
I thought I'd drop round as soon as I could.
I see.
Is that it, Mr. Bentley?
This is she.
Brilliant. I mean, she's an absolute beauty.
Well, she's our pride and joy. Part of the family now, lad.
Angela's at the house, Mr. Bentley. Fabulous design. Even the water buckets.
Yeah, those are roses.
Yes, of course.
Mm.
All the work. I hadn't realised.
Worth every minute, lad. No regrets whatsoever.
And is everything ready, Mr. Bentley?
Ready as it'll ever be. As a matter of fact, I was just organising the log.
Very nice.
Leather, of course, look, and I've had it suitably embellished.
Still waters.
Aye.
In gold, Mr. Bentley?
Well, there was a choice of colours, and I thought gold.
Very appropriate.
And no extra charge for up to 12 letters.
It's very impressive, Mr. Bentley.
Imposing, wouldn't you say?
I would.
After all, you know, this could well turn out to be a most illuminating and influential document. I was just about to make the first entry.
Oh, don't let me stop you, Mr. Bentley.
Right. Operation Vole.
Vole?
Oh, it's most important to have a code name.
Oh, yes.
What do you think? Vole.
It's a sort of a small animal, isn't it, Mr. Bentley? Resembling a rat or a mouse?
It is a prearranged word or phrase used for secrecy, lad.
Oh, right. Mum's the word.
Like overlord.
Overlord?
The most spectacular and successful nautical operation ever undertaken. More than 4,000 ships. Think of the responsibility. Then there was Sea Lion.
And now Vole, Mr. Bentley.
That's it.
Well, I'm glad you decided on this weekend.
Of course, there's no such thing as an easy decision, you understand. The possibilities, the permutations are endless.
I don't get many weekends off, Mr. Bentley.
It's all about timing. To go or not to go. That's one to think about over the cocoa, lad.
To go or not to go.
Everything has to be weighed up on the day.
But you will be going tomorrow, Mr. Bentley.
That depends. It's a matter of percentages.
But...
Yeah, I know Barney and Veronica will be waiting.
Will they?
Waiting, Brian Walker. And hoping. You see, people don't realise, lad, it's like having your very own D-Day. All to yourself.
Mum, it's after midnight.
Well, they do have quite a lot to talk about, Angela.
Do you think I should have a walk down and see if everything's all right?
All right, love.
It's the middle of the night, Mum.
Well, your father must have decided to spend the night there. It won't be the first time.
And Brian?
Well, he's probably keeping him company, Angela. They'll be getting to know each other better. No bad thing, that, love.
Hello?
Brian, what the...
I've been talking to your dad, Angie.
What did I say?
It's a smashing boat, Mrs. Bentley.
Isn't she lovely, Brian?
And what's Dad doing now, Brian?
Well, at the moment, he's playing the melodeon.
You'll get a very pleasant surprise, Angela, tomorrow.
But he's preparing to walk the course backwards.
Backwards?
To get a new perspective, he said.
In the dark?
He's weighing things up, you see.
Like what?
Like whether there'll be enough cloud cover.
Cloud cover?
Apparently that's quite important.
Mum?
He's never mentioned it before, Angela, not to me.
Apparently Operation Overlord depended almost entirely on it.
Overlord? Wasn't that D-Day?
Mr. Bentley's wondering whether to go or not.
Whether or not to go?
And he's spending the night down there.
But what about Barney and Veronica? Do you think I should give them a ring, Angela?
At this time, Mum?
Well,
what else did Dad say, Brian?
Well, we talked about a lot of things as he was showing me round.
Yes?
The Buckby water containers are lovely, Mrs. Bentley.
My design, Brian.
Roses, Angie.
What else?
Oh, there's landscape and castles and lots of polished brass, love.
What else did you talk about?
What else?
You know what I mean.
Let's see, the canal trade in the 19th century. Cargoes. Men who owned their own boats.
Number one.
Living conditions for families.
Yes, families. Brian.
And he mentioned the East India Company at some stage.
The East India Company?
Why?
I can't remember.
Horse-drawn barges, fumigation or bug driving.
Bug driving?
They used to block up the chimneys and smoke them out.
Brian...
They did, Angela. Bugs could be quite a problem.
Warehousing, wharves, the Warwick and Birmingham Canal, and he touched on the Workmen's Compensation Act.
Brian...
A prejudice, poverty, public houses on the cut. Oh, and he's a big fan of LTC Rolt.
He's got all his books, Angela.
Yeah, but,
he knows them off by heart, virtually. Well, we both do.
Ooh, the NSPCC.
What?
The transport of manure.
Oh, shit.
Angela?
Brian, did you talk about you and me?
As a matter of fact...
Yes?
Well, I had a feeling we were just about to get round to matters of you and me when...
Well?
When something distracted us and we moved on to the question, whither the lockkeeper of yesteryear?
I've been through that one with him.
Anyway, I've got to go back.
At this time?
There's something about showing me the ropes, love.
Cooey! Morning,
Brian!
Oh, morning. This is Bentley, Angie. Well, you both look fantastic.
I made the bonnets myself, Brian.
Yes.
I just thought it was important that we both look the part. What do you think, Brian?
It suits you, Angie. Very floral, isn't it, Mrs. Bentley?
It's basically the same design as...
The Buckby water containers.
Right, first time.
Yes. Where's Colin?
He's below deck at the moment.
He'll be getting changed, I suppose. You know, he's kept his outfit a total secret. I haven't seen it.
He's shut himself in his sleeping quarters, Mrs. Bentley.
He's not still practising, Brian. I'll tell him we're here. Colin?
Mm-hmm. Morning, Brian.
Love.
How is he?
I think it's a bit serious.
Oh, dear.
It's time we were starting the safety checks, Colin. We're all ready. Colin?
I thought I'd just spend the morning in here, love.
In there?
With my melodeon.
But it's just about perfect now, Colin, your yellow submarine. I know Angela's looking forward to hearing...
You could show Angela how you paint the roses on the water containers.
Colin, it's D-Day.
It's too risky, Kathleen. I've decided to call it off.
But it's a lovely morning. The sun's shining and the weather forecast...
I've made my mind up, love. Believe me, it wasn't an easy decision.
But what about Angela and Brian? And Barney and Veronica?
And Harry, Kathleen. Don't forget him. I know.
And Mum said how determined he was, though.
He was determined all right this morning. Not to go, that is. And he certainly didn't look his best.
He won't have slept, will he?
There he was, sat on his bunk with all his nautical gear laid out ready, reading his Bible.
His Bible, Brian?
Oh, the BWB handbook, that's what he calls it.
Oh. Well, Mum?
What do you think, Mrs. Bentley?
He says there's always another day.
Can't you get him to come up, Mum?
Just listen.
Yellow submarine.
Your favourite, Angela.
What? Oh, yes, of course.
Funny. Harry warned this might happen.
Harry?
From the boatyard. He's another who'll be waiting at the pub.
I wouldn't mind, but we're up half the night getting everything organised.
I'm sure Colin appreciated it, Brian. It's just one of those...
We checked the propellers were clear, pumped the bilges twice, greased the engine and starting motor, and all before breakfast.
And you've done all that, Brian?
Colin thought we ought to shove off nice and early. Well... About now, actually.
Such a shame after all your hard work, too.
You don't suppose...
What's that, Brian?
No, you were saying, Mrs. Bentley.
Well, I mean, I was just wondering. You see, I've learnt all the routine.
You know how everything works, Mum.
Well, your father and I do everything together, Angela. You know that.
And you should see my clove hitch, Angie.
And you think we should shove off without Dad?
Well, not exactly without you, Dad, eh, Mrs. Bentley?
Oh, we couldn't possibly go without Colin. But at the same time...
Angie and I can crew for you, can't we, love?
Well, of course, we'll miss Colin's direction, but...
So if Angie and I start untying her, you can start her up?
Oh, that's easy enough. All you do is this. You see? You didn't forget the windlass, Brian.
Angela's got it, Mrs. Bentley.
Here it is, Mum.
You see, it's often overlooked.
You know, I made it under 10 minutes working through that lock. That's very good, especially for a first time.
Piece of cake, Skipper.
Oh, isn't this heavenly? Just like Colin and I always dream. I hope he's all right. It's very quiet down there, Mum.
Maybe he's getting changed.
It's such a shame. What time is it, Brian?
11:15.
Well, we're right on schedule. He'd be pleased as punch if only...
Fisherman up ahead on the right.
Starboard, Brian.
Sorry.
Now, slow down marginally and give anglers a wide berth. Smiling and waving permitted, though sounding the horn is to be discouraged, as it would only serve to confuse, and it might frighten the fish. I wonder if he's the one that was rude to Colin.
Rude?
Very. Now, there should be a tunnel round this next corner.
Keep your eyes peeled for a tunnel, Brian.
A tunnel?
Quite a long one, according to Colin. It made a considerable impression on him. Apparently, tunnels claim many lives.
Whose lives?
The navigators. And some say they're still haunted. Of course, Colin would have none of that.
And do we go through the tunnel?
All the way through. A notice on the portal will tell us exactly how long it is.
There it is.
Yes!
Bungie.
Now, because of water dripping from ventilator shafts within, we are advised to put on raincoats and hats. You can borrow Colin's, Brian.
Angie, I can't go through there.
496 yards.
You'll be all right, love.
Ensure headlight is working, Angela?
Yes. It's on, Mum.
And point at the tunnel roof directly ahead of the boat to maximise lighting.
What did I tell you, Brian? Lighting.
But 496 yards, that's...
Just over a quarter of a mile.
Oh, Jesus!
Sound one long blast on the horn, will you, Brian? Brian? Is everything all right, Angela?
I think you'd better pull into the bank, Mum.
Pull in?
Oh, please, Mrs. Bentley.
Yes, this is it, Veronica. The navigation. Oh, Luke! There it is, the Staffordshire and Worcester, as close as that, dear.
Mm.
Well, they don't appear to have arrived yet, and there's no one else waiting.
Precisely who were you expecting, Barney? The band of the Grenadier Guards? The Lord Admiral of the Fleet?
Well, of course, Angela, his family, Veronica's probably already on board, crewing.
Now, don't start that again.
Aren't you going to get out, dear? Can I help?
Oh, thank you. Look, mind me new outfit.
You think leopard skin was a wise choice for a launching?
As far as I'm concerned, Barney, it's de rigueur. Of course, there's only a minority who can effectively carry it off.
Colin said the idea was to appear drab.
Well, you've certainly done your bit then, Barney.
Of course, if we've been staying for a full weekend...
That will do!
Well, it looked like rain in Bracebridge Heath this morning.
It never rains in Bracebridge Heath.
Where are you going, dear?
I'm going, Barney. For a drink.
And a hearty good morning to the good lady.
Oh, good morning.
And, of course, to her companion.
Husband, naturally.
Aye. And will you be heading indoors for a wee dram?
My view entirely.
And you know what they say about great minds. Oh, after you, my dear. Oh,
thank you so much. A gentleman, Barney.
Scottish, wouldn't you say, dear?
You've stopped, Colin.
Stopped?
Practicing.
Everything seems to have come to a stop, Mum.
There's a bit of a problem.
Ah, a hazard, eh?
The tunnel, Colin.
Ah, the difference between success and failure, love. I thought as much.
It's Brian, you see.
Brian?
He won't... Well, he can't go through.
He can't go through with it, eh?
Not through the tunnel, Colin, no.
Great humblers, tunnels. I should have said something.
I'm not sure it would have made any difference, love.
And where is he now?
He got off.
Abandoned ship, eh? Just like that?
Well, he and Angela thought it might be best if they walked on to the pub.
To the navigation?
To explain to Barney and Veronica. To say there's been a bit of a hold-up. Colin?
A temporary hold-up, Kathleen.
Oh, Colin.
Ready, love?
You look wonderful.
Yes.
A proper number one.
Important, of course, not to detract from the boat herself, though.
Of course.
Oh, but that bonnet is delightful.
And your badge. What does it say?
I think it's Latin for who dares wins.
Very appropriate.
Angela will confirm, of course.
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm going to actually light the pipe, Kath.
No.
It's more for decoration.
For amusement only, Colin.
So, waterproofs, eh, girl?
It seems such a shame to cover you all up.
And you. Of course, once we're through the tunnel...
We can strip off again.
Right.
And this must be where we'd have come out.
I'm sorry, Angie.
What about...
What do you think? So stupid, I know.
It's not your fault.
And it was going so well. Wasn't it?
Perhaps it was going too well, Brian.
Too well?
How do you think my dad would have felt if...
You mean if we'd made it to the pub?
If we'd have gone all the way 2 whole miles on the cut with him below deck.
A passenger.
Exactly.
Mm. So what do we say to Barney and Veronica?
We sit them down, get a round of drinks in. Brian, can you hear what I hear?
In the tunnel?
It's only a boat moving through.
Of course, it could be anybody's, Angie.
You want a bet?
No, where are you going?
To get the champagne on ice. You coming?
Oh, yes, you're right, love. Very expensive in terms of human life.
Mm.
Lots just didn't make it, you know.
Well, you did, Colin. You made it.
We did it, love. Right, come on, coats off.
Yes.
It's a pity about Brian, though, eh?
A real shame. A little bit to port, eh, Colin?
Aye, aye.
You look so in control, love.
It's second nature, more or less.
11:45, Veronica.
And still no sign.
Well, they did say 12 o'clock, dear.
High and dry, that's what we've been left. And when I think what we could be doing...
What were you talking to that Scottish chap about, dear?
He was explaining about his life on the canal, Barney. On the cut. Oh, he told us. Fascinating story.
But I thought anything to do with boats made you instantly poorly, dear.
I suppose it must depend whose boats, whose life, but... Isn't that Angela?
Where?
And Brian Walker, along the towpath. Look.
So it is. You don't think there's been some sort of accident, do you, dear?
Either that, Barney, or a mutiny.
A mutiny?
And it's all because, as far as possible, Kath, these watery twists and curves... all follow the same level.
Yes.
So a hedge, a hamlet, a village hall...
The pub!
Yes, a pub, a church tower, a barn. They all unfold with unique and confident rhythm.
But, Colin, look. The pub.
The navigation.
Our navigation.
Can you see Barney and Veronica?
There is a small group on the bank. Someone in a leopard skin.
Leopard skin?
It's Veronica.
Typical.
What do you mean, Colin?
Have you ever seen a drab leopard, Kath?
Hmm. Well, Barney's more subdued, at least.
Oh, look, I've spotted Harry. Can you see him?
With Angela and Brian, yes.
Ah, now, it is important that Brian shouldn't feel over-disappointed. OK, I mean, the last thing I want is for Angela or Brian to feel in any way responsible.
And he did very well, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Very well indeed. Up to a point, of course.
Will you be making a speech, Colin?
A speech?
Well, just a few words. It'll probably be expected.
Well, I hadn't thought, love.
No?
No, it's just...
Mm?
It's just so good to be here, eh?
Yes.
It's so very, very good. You know, I wondered sometimes if I did. You know what?
What's that, love?
I think we'll let the boat do the talking for us this time.
Really?
Really, like the traditional boatmen would have done, eh?
You can come in now, Colin Bentley. All is forgiven.
Thank you, Harry.
And bang on their ETA, Veronica.
What has Kath got on her head, Barney?
Doesn't Colin look the part?
How long's your dad been smoking a pipe?
A pipe? Oh, yeah. And you're a friend of Colin and Kathleen, are you, Harry?
That's right, lovey. We share the same yard. When we're not out plotting uncharted waters, that is.
They're coming in.
Preparing to moor, Kathleen.
Aye, aye, skipper.
Now... for a sensible piece of mooring, first we cut the engine. And only now do we begin to edge the craft, bow first, love, ever so sweetly towards a selected point on the bank.
Who shall I throw the rope to, Colin?
Try Barney.
Give him a chance to try his Clovitch out. Might be the only one he gets.
Barney! Catch!
He gave me a right rollicking, Angie.
Who did?
Your dad.
Why?
About the champagne. Traditional narrowboat men drink mild beer, he says. Champagne's for the ruddy yachting brigade.
I think Barney would have liked to have stayed on for the weekend.
On the other hand, Veronica.
That dress.
Hey, do you think we got the boat to ourselves?
We might have, Brian.
On a boat.
Happy as the man like Ulysses who comes happily home, eh?
You're back?
Yes.
Like Ulysses, eh?
That's it.
We've just had a little scout ahead for tomorrow.
And completed the first day's log, Brian.
Already, Mr. Bentley?
That's most important, lad, whilst it remains fresh in the memory. Of course, it's not a day that we're likely to forget in a hurry.
No.
None of us will.
And it reads very well, Angela.
You understand, you two, there are honourable mentions for everybody.
Everybody?
Oh, yes, indeed. Nevertheless, it is important, no, vital, that it should represent a true and accurate record of the voyage, so
I wrote the first part. And I devoted half a page to our successful lock negotiation, you two. Oh,
there we are, then, eh?
I say.
First-rate performance, that. Congratulations, crew.
And the tunnel, Dad?
Angie.
Well, of course, I did document the fact that the junior crew members very unselfishly volunteered for lock-wheeling duties at that particular stage of the voyage.
Lock-wheeling?
Traditionally done on a bicycle. Scouting ahead to prepare locks indicate potential hazards.
Or get the mild beer in, Dad.
That too, I suppose, love.
Anyway, we thought it might well pay to have a couple of bicycles on board on future trips.
For lock-wheeling?
Or indeed if Brian didn't fancy going through any of the longer tunnels.
Colin?
Of course, that's likely to be my last word on that particular subject.
I'll bet.
There's a tunnel somewhere in the Pennines that's nearly 3 miles long, isn't there, love?
Yeah, and more than 600 feet below the surface at times.
Dad?
Just imagine meeting something head-on in the middle of that beauty, Brian.
It doesn't bear thinking about, eh, Angie?
What can you possibly do? Stuck in the middle of a tunnel deep in the heart of the Pennines?
Colin?
Oh, it's a tricky one, that. Even for a pair of philosophers.
Brian?
And a real tester, what do you say, eh? Eh?
Well, to be honest, Mr. Bentley, I'm not sure I'd have started from there in the first place.
Eh?
Very nice, Brian. Very nice indeed.
In Still Waters by Ray Ball, Colin was played by Christopher Godwin, Kath by Bridget Forsyth, Barney by Neville Barber, Veronica was played by Noreen Kershaw, Angie by Natasha Pine, Brian by Colin Kerrigan, and Harry was played by Malcolm Rayburn. Still Waters was directed by Tony Cliff.